Check. Prisoner 7. Check. Check, check.
Check. Check. Check 3. But I'm number 1, man.
I'm Jace from the Ginyu Force. Manborg, no.
Near and far, wherever you are, I believe that my... heart will go wrong. And that's how we do soundtracks. Little Celine Dion. Oh, man. We got a fucking episode to do today. Jesus. Jesus. All right. Y'all got your notes?
I got some of my notes.
And hello, and welcome to another episode of...
It came from the video store.
I'm Eric.
I'm Brandon.
I'm Matt.
All right, so we got some things to talk about before we get into the movie.
Yep, a few things.
Sadly, some of you noticed on Instagram I posted we had a Die Hard episode that we were going to put out, but sadly couldn't do it. So that was a disappointment. It was more... we were trying to do a debate. It turned into an argument, and it sounded... it was a vicious cockfight. And not only that, we had a corrupted audio file, so that tends to put a damper on things.
Womp womp.
Today's episode is brought to you by Amber Seelheimer and Sandy Fredericks. They pledged to us on Patreon.
And just a reminder to all you folks, all the Patreon pledges from November and this month of December... we'll be going to Toys for Tots, help out the less fortunate kids this Christmas, and we'll be cleaning our souls of all the wrongness.
we're scraping them clean.
There's so much.
Clean coal, people. Clean coal.
All right, so I've never done this on an episode, but I'm going to do this because I've been pushing for ratings and reviews on iTunes. We currently have a 4.5 out of 5 on iTunes, which is good. Let's see. I can't pronounce this. DeLizot82 gave us a 4 out of 5. Fun show. Glad to add this into the rotation. These guys love horror and visit some classics.
Thank you, thank you.
Overlook19 gave us a 5-star review. These guys are great. So funny and knowledgeable. Check them out.
Gracias.
Oh, someone thinks we're knowledgeable.
I have smarts.
Steph with a crescent moon. I didn't know you can put emojis and whatever. Gave us a 5 out of 5. These guys are funny as fuck. Give them a listen. You won't regret it at all. Praise be the Lord. She didn't say praise be the Lord, but she put the praying hands up. So I'm assuming that's sweet. What she meant. Rob McRob Rob, 5 out of 5, said gobble gobble motherfuckers. Oh, mother clock, mother fluckers. I can't read today. I mean, naturally, I thought it said motherfucker, but I work fuck into my vocabulary on the daily, so it's like a natural reaction.
Yeah. Oh, we were just talking about it at work the other day too. I was like, the word fucked me. It's not a swear word anymore. It's just part. It's just like saying hi. It's just a part of my vocabulary.
Okay, so we have 1 2-star review. Sugar Bear, 630, 2 out of 5, D, Ick, Cotton Ceiling Fan. I think he was trying to say Dick Cotton Ceiling Fan, but it was D, Ick, Cotton Ceiling Fan, so.
You're welcome.
I'm sorry your D, Ick is stuck in a ceiling fan.
Yeah. It's not where I would put it, but, you know.
Hey, man, you
can't. To each his own.
Hey, don't kink shame, man.
Hey, people got their fetishes, and you know what? We support them.
Yeah.
If If you're in the armpits, Godspeed.
Yep. The pits, the nose, what have you.
Whatever orifices float your boat. But yeah, if you like putting hentai, your dick in a ceiling fan, well, good for you.
All the power to you.
But yeah, these are, I don't know how to look up like Spotify reviews. I don't know if they do Spotify reviews. I'm still looking into that. I know we're on Spotify, obviously. But you can listen to us on iTunes, Podbean, and Spotify. And I've heard there's like a couple other platforms we're on. So that's pretty fucking awesome.
Sweet.
Okay. So today's movie is a Patreon pick by David Loza. David, thank you for picking out the worst fucking movie we've ever reviewed. I don't know whether to thank you or... Nah, I'm not going to go there. I know David personally, so... Manborg, made in 2011, but released in 2013.
And I wonder why.
Wow.
Yeah, this movie had a budget of $1,000, and see it all on the screen.
Did it really?
Yep.
I couldn't find the budget. There was, like, no fun facts.
How much was the budget?
$1,000.
So pretty much someone got a tax return.
Where did it all go?
No. So pretty much someone got a tax return or like, let's make a movie. Grab the tarp, the green tarp. We got the green screen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
I got some appliances I'm going to throw away. We'll use those.
Tagline to this movie. Revenge is back. This is by far the worst movie I've ever had to watch. Here's how bad it is. I've never paused a movie to see how much longer I had in it.
Oh, I did the same thing.
Not that I haven't paused it, but I must have paused it like 6 times. And like 3 times into it, I was like, God damn it, I'm only 10 minutes in.
Yeah, it's like only about an hour long, which I was glad that it was only an hour long.
But you know what? As bad as this movie was, thank you, David, because these are the movies that usually give us the best episodes. So
yeah, it gives us more to talk about. That's for sure.
Yeah. 30 seconds into this movie, and I wanted to turn it off. I don't even think it was. I had to watch on Amazon Prime. I don't think it was this internet connection, but it looked pixelated as shit.
It might have been the connection, because I watched it on YouTube. I didn't get any, like, pixelation or anything.
Yeah, it looked fine for me.
That or just, like, the green screen was poorly masked out.
Well, I think you get that with any version of this movie.
It starts off with a World War II futuristic war going on. It's not even futuristic because I think it takes place beginning in World War II.
Mm-hmm.
You get who is essentially Manborg.
Before he becomes Borg.
Wasn't even given a name.
He's just man.
He's just man at this time.
Not number one, but just man.
Yeah. He gets killed by the evil Count Draculon, which is a Nazi. Looks like a Nazi.
Nazi vampire demon.
But he's got a Transylvanian accent, so he looked cool.
Yeah, no, there... Give me a second. I need to clear my throat. No, there's a couple like people in there like art like for the makeup. I'm like, all right. It looks kind of cool, and the rest of it, I'm just like, this is fucking bullshit.
No, this movie, okay.
No, there were a couple makeup scenes that I had to look kind of cool.
There are some things I did like about this movie.
Oh, one of the props that they had in this movie, I own.
Oh, me and Matt were just talking about it. Draculon's sword?
Yeah.
I go to Matt, I go, yeah, his sword's in my closet right now.
Yeah. I'm looking at it, too, I'm just like, what the f-? I saw the jagged end, I'm like, why does that look familiar? But as soon as I see him lift the handle up, I'm like, oh, I got that.
So there's a lot of claymation in this, which I don't mind, actually.
Yeah, that was actually kind of cool. I'll give him that.
Props to that. Man gets killed by Draculon. His body gets dragged, and then the whole montage of him being turned into Manborg. I sum this movie up pretty much as if RoboCop buttfucked Captain America, you get Manborg.
Yeah.
But then they got dropped on its head.
So Manborg wakes up in the future. I want to know how much of a gap there is, what year they're in, because I don't know how you can go to World War II, and then he wakes up in, like, year 40,000 some shit.
Yeah, there's a huge time jump. We get that in later on from Dr. Scorpius.
Oh, you actually remembered names. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I wrote how they looked.
I only remembered it because I know of a character called Scorpius from a show called Farscape, so that's how it kind of stuck in my head, but... Anyways, yeah, you get, like, I don't know what the time jump is, but, like, it's so convoluted that I can't really retain what the plot was.
I don't even really know what the story is besides him getting revenge. I know that, so he runs into Number One Man. Number One Man
mm-hmm.
is pretty much... What's the dude from Mortal Kombat?
Liu Kang?
Yeah, he's pretty much like Liu Kang.
With a horrible English dub.
Yeah, he is pretty much one like a walking Japanese movie satire.
Yep.
He talks like this, but it is not synced up.
It kind of reminded me of... I can't remember the name of it. Wow, I'm having a...
Either way, he runs into Manborg and they fight some mutant Dracula-looking vampires in the fucking alley. And, a lot of this movie, because it's, like, poorly done CGI, I feel like we're watching, like, a Sega video game, but, like, nothing but the cutscenes.
Yeah.
Like, how
yeah.
you can tell they're cropped in and put him in certain areas. Like, I felt like we're watching, like, Mortal Kombat, but just, like... The cutscenes from a Sega game.
Yeah, from Sega. I was thinking of Kung Fury. That's what I was thinking of.
I haven't seen that.
It's good. It's pretty much this, but with a much bigger budget and much funnier and much more entertaining.
I wrote, "Dear God, I'm not even 10 minutes in."
Yeah.
This was an agonizing movie, but God. So Baron, I didn't know Baron's name for the longest time. I just wrote fuckface.
Oh, you know what he looked like?
I had to look it up.
He looked like a Cenobite. The chattering one.
Totally.
Was it the one where he's Hellraiser?
From
Hellraiser with the glasses.
Mm-hmm.
In case some of you were like, what's a Cenobite and what's Hellraiser?
Delicious cereal.
It's delicious cereal. With cinnamon in every bite.
Oh, what it's flavors from a movie, we have to show you.
It's a movie called... That might be the best joke you've ever made. Puns. No. Hellraiser, Pinhead, you've seen it. There's a whole other movie. It's too good to talk about on the show. We talk about bad movies this movie.
We'll eventually talk about Hellraiser, like, what was it, like, Revelation?
Either way.
One of the shit ones.
Either way,
yeah, one of the shit ones.
Baron flirts with one of the prisoners, Mina.
Oh, this had me cracking up.
By far, though, that was like...
That was the one enjoyable moment in this movie.
Yeah.
All Baron's parts were enjoyable. Like, I was starting to hate this movie, and then, like, Baron would come on, and he would try to flirt with Mina, or he'd be talking to himself, like, he's talking to her, like... And I'm sitting there like, alright, that's funny. And it actually kind of made me enjoy it, but then they would cut away, and then I would, like, hate the movie again.
Yeah, same here. I like Baron's pickup line. He says to Mina, "I've got my own nightmare chamber." She said, "I would rather be dead." Then he says, "Indeed, we have so much in common."
So you're probably wondering, like, who's Mina? Prisoners, what's going on? So Manborg and Number One Man get caught and they're brought back to some arena, and you find out that everyone there, they're prisoners, they're forced to fight these vampires or whatever the fuck they are.
Some freaks.
In the arena. It's like a pretty much Thunderdome kind of Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah.
Every sci-fi movie needs an arena.
Terradome.
There you meet Justice, who is, which you would think would be a girl, but no, it's an Australian dude with a mullet and a really cool jean vest, and his sister Mina, who's not Australian. right? She didn't. I didn't.
No accent.
And I think that's just what the four of them, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Manborg really doesn't know what the hell's going on.
Oh, and this is when he chooses his name.
Oh,
Manborg.
Yeah. He's like, what are you, Manborg? Manborg. It's like, what was it, electric company?
So they get into the arena, and there's like a, you know, a big battle royale, very anime style.
Oh, totally, especially with Mina and her.
Yeah,
I don't like anime, but I will say the like.
Remind me of Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mina's fight scenes were actually interesting. A couple of the fight scenes were interesting. I'm not gonna lie. Everything else, garbage. I'm kidding. I love this movie.
This is his favorite movie now.
Matt.
Huh?
So to compare this movie, did you ever see RoboCop or Batman or Judge Dredd?
Yeah.
Garbage compared to this movie.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I had to quote the Princess Bride. Socrates. Yeah. Morons.
Inconceivable.
How awesome is Princess Bride?
Anybody want a peanut? Hi, lady.
I keep watching the Deadpool with the Fred Savage. And yeah. I had to watch Princess Bride.
Same here. Did the same thing.
Marvel. We are Marvel. No, you're Marvel produced by Fox. That's like if Beatles were produced by like Nickelback. It's music, but it's shitty.
Where the fuck are we? Okay, so yeah, there's
Manborg.
Giant fight scene going on. Manborg's arm turns into a cannon and he can't stop shooting.
Almost kills Mina. Yeah.
Almost kills Mina. He's got that premature cannon hand. We've all been there.
Yeah. It happens. It happens.
God, I'm having a hard time reading my notes because it's just me complaining. Yeah, well then, right instantly, they send him right back out to fight some...
The champion.
Which is pretty much a fucking cyborg Rancor.
Which, it looked like they used that, whatever that was, for that BioCop fucking trailer at the end of the movie. I just had to say that.
He beats the cyborg Rancor, as I'm calling it, with a fucking elbow missile.
Hey. As you do.
Name another place you can put a missile. That's just as stupid.
As junk?
Yeah, I was going to say.
That would be awesome, though.
Yeah, it would be awesome.
A missile dick?
Missile
dick. It could have came out of his ass.
Writes itself.
But, I mean, I'm talking about, think of, like, useless, maybe a knee. Got a missile in his
back
knee?
Of the knee?
The back of the knee. Imagine how you would have to aim.
The arch of your foot.
Once again, I write down constantly checking time to see how much longer in this movie. Let's see. I also question the time jump between the beginning and the future.
We find out that Scorpius is the one that unleashed hell
by accident. By accident, we can't yell at him. It was by accident.
It was for science.
For science.
How about that awkward fist bump he was trying to give the doctor?
Yeah.
He was like...
we've all been there.
I can't even, like, physically describe it. He kind of was doing, like, one of those, like... How would you... Not twiddling his fingers. Kind of... He was trying to play, like, footsies with him, but with his hands. He was trying to play handsies.
Oh, yeah. It's awkward.
Just watch the clip, y'all.
Yeah.
I can't even... The doctor even looks at him, and he's just like, no, just stop.
It's not happening.
There's so much I wasn't paying attention to because I was really droning out of this movie. I know they try to escape, and the stupidest line I heard was like, we can't get out. This door has a future lock.
Oh.
You're in the fucking future.
Yeah.
How much more futuristic can it get? 1 year? Baron really likes Mina, and he's very insecure. That's what I put.
Mm, yeah.
He's like, she was prisoner number 7, but to me, she was always prisoner number 1. And he's got, like, the flowers, and then Count Draculon pops up on the screen. He's like, are those flowers for me?
He's like, oh, no. This is part of their plan to get out.
They use these flowers to somehow trick the system. Get out.
And that marked the end of the entertainment value for me.
Yeah, after that, it kind of just went downhill.
Yeah.
I know this is a science fiction movie. And is this our first science fiction movie that we're actually...
Science fiction.
Aside from, like...
Futuristic sci-fi, yeah.
Yeah, this is more of a sci-fi. I like to think of it as a romantic comedy.
Yeah.
Like...
Poor Baron.
Float your boat.
Baron and Mina should have just had their own spinoff.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we needed.
Yeah.
What would you call it? Like, how Baron met Mina?
That sounds good.
You've got Baron?
From
well, I don't
Baron
know why I keep naming like Meg Ryan movies. From Baron to Mina?
Yeah.
So, anyway, as I was saying, I know this is a sci-fi movie, and as ridiculous as this movie is, how much of a bullshit shot was this? Where they're on their hover bikes, and then like Justice, like not even looking, shoots a pistol behind him while driving a hover bike, shoot, mm-hmm. and it hits like the antenna of like a skyscraper,
oh, yeah.
yeah,
and it falls over on the vampires. I don't know, bullshit,
mm-hmm.
bullshit shot.
Yeah, nothing but luck.
Yeah, and then they like get to like a hideout in like a junkyard or something.
I think I know what you're gonna talk about, and. Continue.
Yeah, and then, like, they meet this little guy. He's, like, a fucking Jawa. But then fucking number one man picks up a... he's, just, like, clearing out, like, the hidey hole. And he picks up a pipe. And he's just, like, benching it. He's, like, ugh. I forgot what he says, but he says something to Nina. Like, he's showing off. He's, like, a guy at the gym.
How about that?
Oh, he's grunting, like, he grunts like a fucking CrossFit. Ugh. Everything's heavy. 5 pounds. 10 pounds.
The true fitness is making the 10 pound feel like 50 pounds. No, I think the fun to me, other than Baron and his love for Mina, the other funniest fucking scene in this movie was when it's like 2 minutes and they're trying to figure out how to boil pasta.
Oh,
you have to put 4 cups of water. I have to put 4 cups of water. I can't do an Australian accent.
Yeah. I have to say a phrase to get into the character.
You have to put in 4 cups of water.
Yeah.
That did not sound Australian. You know what? We're not even going to do accents on here. I don't want to offend anybody.
I have to Koala. Put 4 cups of water.
Boomerang.
Koala bear.
That's not a knife. This is a knife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I think that sounds most Australian. Yeah.
Either way, Justice is mind blown that you have to put 4 cups of water in a pot to boil it to make macaroni and cheese.
And then he goes to dump it in, and then number one man's like, no. You have to wait for the water to boil.
No, he goes to pour it in and explodes.
No, he does it once, and then they do it again. But
either way, there was a little mini explosion. What the fuck kind of macaroni and cheese are they eating?
It's Muscle Mac, man.
It's definitely not Kraft. I wonder if it was the powdered kind.
Oh, I love the fact that fucking Justice can't fucking read.
Yeah.
There's some shit coming up that I thought was actually read. Kind of funny.
Yeah.
Actually. Pretty much Nina, she like goes back to the tower. It was a tower, right? Is that what they're... Whatever. They go back to the camp where they're being held, and they go like take them down. So they go after her, and then Manborg's like, he's like, oh, I know how to use all my shit now.
Well, they have like a little training montage.
Yeah.
Dr. Scorpion?
Scorpio.
Or Scorpion?
I think it's Scorpio. I thought it was Scorpio.
No, I thought it was Scorpion.
It is Dr. Scorpius.
Oh, Scorpius.
So Scorpius, it plays from this little cassette tape that he puts in his chest. And it's honestly like Obi-Wan Kenobi popping out of R2-D2.
Mm-hmm.
But R2-D2 is actually a badass compared to
them. Oh, yeah. Well, and R2 can fly, too.
and pretty much trains him from via cassette tape.
Kind of like Superman.
Very futuristic, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah.
Well, VHS tapes, are they the superior format?
Being the fact that we're a show called, like, Came from the Video Store, I think we have to agree with that comment.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be like, no, man, digital downloads is the way to go.
I've never digital downloaded before. Confession time.
In case the FBI is listening.
I do own two VHS players and a lot of VHS tapes.
We have never used LimeWire before either.
I do not. I have laser discs, but not laser disc player.
We got Halloween on laser disc at the store.
So do I.
Oh, okay then.
We're going to need a montage.
Yes, montage.
They have the little montage. And then they go to find the, they're on their little mission to go find Count Draculon. And Dr. Scorpius is like, you go kill him. And then Manborg's like, it's not about the killing. It's about family.
Yeah. Oh, well,
we are a family.
Yeah. So this is when he leaves leaves them.
Yeah.
I love this part. Manborg, don't go in there. It says danger. Elevator. Yeah, okay. I thought that was actually kind of fucking funny. I'm like, fucking idiot can't read.
Mina fights the
Shadow Mega.
Shadow Mega, whatever. Pretty decent fight. I love the sound effects.
Yeah.
I will admit, the sound effects made it worth watching. Okay, so number one man needs his own movie.
It's called Kung Fury.
Is it really?
Well, not him, but it's basically
I've never seen Kung Fury. I don't know these things.
It's basically number one man.
Oh.
You really think this guy got his own movie?
I mean, I don't know.
Possibly. I would recommend watching Kung Fury.
I'm going to have to. I know this guy, what's his face? David Hasselhoff.
Oh, yeah. He's in it. He sings a theme song and everything.
Well, they had that second fight against the redheaded woman Borg.
Yeah.
I wonder if the feminists are going to have an issue with this episode. Manborg triggered. You mean person Borg? I'm leaving that in.
It has rights.
I'm leaving it in. I don't care. I'm not cutting that out. When Lady Borg is stomping on Mina and she's like pointing towards like the grenades. And then Justice is such a fucking idiot. He's playing charades with her. He's like, what are you trying to say? Three words? One word?
Oh, oh yeah.
The grenades.
Oh, yeah. He's like, what does it say? Yeah, G.
Backwards three. grenades.
Hashtag at symbol smiley face poop emoji.
And then Manborg comes face to face with Draculon, or as he likes to say, more like, asshole. The dialogue in this is purely Shakespearean.
Oh, yeah. Something pulled right out of George Lucas's mouth.
My favorite part is when he quoted Hamlet. To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether it's nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune.
He's been quoting that for 3 days now.
No, this is the worst dialogue I've ever seen. I feel like it was written on a napkin.
And used to wipe.
I would be disappointed if it weren't.
There's a giant fight scene between Manborg and Dr. Draculon, or Count Draculon, who looks very different.
Well, so much time has passed.
Like he Pokevolved, was it, or is that Digivolved?
Y'all can't see it, but I'm facepalming right now.
We just lost two listeners.
We lost the Pokemon demographic.
Evolved.
Pokemon.
Whatever. He evolved. Okay.
A Pokemans, all the Pikachus.
Oh, I know.
The water Pikachu, the fire Pikachu, the grass Pikachu.
Pokemon.
Flying Pikachu, the Pokemans. It's Pokemans, actually.
Well, they fight. Manborg loses his human hand. Mina kind of saves him by throwing a dagger at Draculon. And
goes right through his fucking chest.
Yeah. Well, because she's the true badass in the movie next to number one, man. I think everyone in this movie besides Justice is more badass than Manborg.
Yeah.
Like, if you were to take Manborg out and make this movie about, like, Baron and number one man, I would probably enjoy it a hell of a lot more.
Same here. Not enough Baron.
Either way, Mina dies, and so does Draculon. Somehow, Manborg is carrying her with one hand. Yeah, you know what? Continuity. I don't give a fuck. And he saves her by pouring white fluid down her mouth.
Hot white fluid.
And we are not kidding. That actually happens.
He actually says, I have something in me that can save her.
And it's... bow, chicka, bow, wow. It's life fluid, which makes it even worse. It's,
yeah.
Either way, it kills him.
She took it all out of him. She took it all out of him.
The ending was the best, because as he's dying, Dr. Scorpius comes up. He's like, hey, before you go, I have someone who wants to speak to you. Oh. And it's his brother. It's like, hey, remember me? I died at the beginning. I just want to say, there's no heaven. And then he walked away. Off. And Manborg is like, there's no heaven.
My favorite part of that, though, he's like, hey, bro, it's me, your brother. No fucking shit.
In case you forgot. Manborg dies. Spoiler alert. And then the rest of them are, they gotta go fight more demons. There's no happy ending in this movie.
The only happy ending is that it ended.
And then we got to watch the trailer for BioCop, not even a real movie, but if it is...
I want it.
Oh my god, though, this movie was atrociously bad, and I will never watch it ever again.
I'll watch the trailer for BioCop, but I'll never watch
it. I will watch BioCop. Like, why isn't that... Like, I wish we could have reviewed that.
Yeah, BioCop at you was pretty fun. It looked better.
Man. God, I fucking hate in this movie. It's got like a 5.6 on IMDb.
Yeah, and 89% on Rotten Tomatoes.
No!
Yeah.
Get the fuck out.
I know.
People fucking smoking crack.
And yet they attack DC.
I know.
That's why I don't trust Rotten Tomatoes anymore. Like, that just proves... Drugs.
Drugs.
Disease. Same time, this movie wasn't meant to be taken seriously, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, you got your tax return, a couple bucks to spare.
Yeah, hey guys, got a couple of buddies, make a movie.
Everyone chips in $20 a piece.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was Manborg by
Astron Productions. Yeah, which it looks like they're ripping off Vestron, because their logo is literally the same thing if you just flip it.
Well, that was our Patreon pick by David Loza, so...
Thank you, David.
I suppose, David. We're going to have some words, David. And the funny thing is, David, like, I've known David for a while, and he's always suggested bad movies. So when I found out he did the $2 movie raffle pick, I was really hoping he was going to throw in the deathbed, the bed that eats people, because that's all he would ever talk about when he would come into the store. And then he picks Manborg because he hates me.
Oh, Texas switch he did on you.
I see what you did there, Loza. So, yeah, that is the end of this episode. So if you like that, give us a good review. We prefer 5 stars. No less. I'm staring at you, viewers.
Staring into your soul.
I'm staring at you through my microphone.
So black.
So dark.
So cold.
Don't you dare turn us off right now. We have more to say. Just a reminder, though, we are on iTunes, Podbean, and Spotify. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook.
And Twitter.
Well, at Twitter, we're at VidRejects.
Oh.
We really don't have many followers, so give us a reason to keep it, because honestly, it's kind of boring. Talk to us. We want to hear from you. You can
send us memes.
Honestly, the best way to, if you do want to talk to us or contact us, Instagram @itcamefromthevideostore. Me and Matt usually run it a little bit more. Matt posts stuff. I usually talk to people. We made some good friends. Like, really, check us out. Like, go on our Instagram. Look at the photos of us and just adore us.
Dig deep. Go back 2 months. 2 months and see all the goodness.
And, yeah, tell your friends about us. But just tell them to avoid our early episodes, please. Because I will openly admit, our first couple episodes were rocky. So, yeah, apparently our first episode on... I said that really Canadian. Our first episode.
Eh?
What's that all about?
Our first episode on Podbean, which is like on The Room, apparently has the most downloads, and that scares me because our audio was terrible back then. But, yeah, tell your friends. Apparently we got followers in the UK now, so that's pretty awesome.
Hell yeah, reaching over them waters.
But yeah, so if you want to all help us out, reviews, ratings,
shares,
likes.
If we make a post, you know, share it. Share it to your friends, family, dogs, cats.
Dogs, cats.
Currently really pushing Instagram. We love getting followers on Instagram. But I think we're going to close out this episode because it's getting pretty late. And I got to get up for work at 4 in the morning. So.
Yeah, I didn't get that much sleep tonight or last night.
All right. Well, I'm Eric.
I'm Brandon.
I'm Matt.
And you just listened to
It Came From the Video Store.